Glad to be back in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Appreciate what God done last night.
Yes.
In the service. Yes. Very much. Amen. My wife felt like that I should come on this morning. She didn't feel led to sing.
Right.
So if you want to hear her sing, you can come back tonight. And hear her sing. But I just told you last night that what the Lord had given me, that I wouldn't be able to preach it all in one night. I guess you could understand after the service last night.
Yes.
And I want to continue with that back in the book of Mark, chapter number 5.
All right.
Amen. Appreciate the word of the Lord and how God's helped us.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
But I want to be back and go back to the book of Mark, chapter number 5, and pick up there and flip over to the book of Ephesians chapter 6.
All right.
And just pick up right after where we left off last night. And I don't think I'll finish it this morning.
All right.
If the Lord should allow it, maybe we'll finish it tonight.
Right.
Or Monday night or Wednesday night. Or
right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Mark chapter number 5. We began to read last night and we made it down to the fourth verse, but or maybe the fifth verse, but I want to pick up there in the sixth verse. And the Bible says in Mark 5 and 6, "But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, 'What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not.' For he said unto him, 'Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit.' And he asked him, 'What is thy name?' And he answered, saying, 'My name is Legion, for we are many.' He besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, 'Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them.' Forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea." Amen. The book of Ephesians chapter number 6. The book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse number 12. Bible said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Amen. Thank you for standing for the reading of the Word of God. Amen. We began to talk to you last night about spirits on assignment. There were four questions that I brought before you last night that I wanted to talk to you about. Last night we only got to two of those questions. Those questions we talked about last night was, where is this man and how did he get there? The four questions was, where is he? How did he get there? How does he get out? And how does he stay out? Amen. And I want to talk to you about how, amen, he gets out this morning. And we begin to talk to you a little bit about where he was dwelling amongst the tomb. He began to talk to you about how he was cutting himself and crying day and night. How he walked around naked and could not be bound. Amen. Right. Began to cut himself. Whether you believe this or not, we actually had individuals that come after service and begin to express to me and Brother Luke that they actually had been cutting themselves, and how God had done that amongst the many things he done last night. But as we begin to talk, we begin to express to you about the plan of the enemy to drive you into the tombs of your life. How that the devil would have you driven into a little hole of your life, never to return, never to come out of that place. We talked to you about where he was and how he got there, of how that there were spirits of hell that were on assignment by God to take him and to destroy his life. We talked to you about how hell has a plan for your life, and he's not just concerned, my God, because that you're out of the house of God, but he's not going to stop
stop until your life is taken out of you, until the breath of God is no longer in you. We talked to you about how he's not satisfied. God, just because you mutilate yourself or just because you live an ungodly life, he doesn't love you just because you quit serving God. You're not on the devil's side just because you quit serving the Lord. How the attack of the enemy is not a spur of the moment attack, and how the enemy has a planned attack for your life. He has a custom fit plan to take you out and a custom fit plan to take you under. God, they're familiar spirits knowing everything about you. God, it has a very set plan. And how God began last night to call us out of our tombs and call us out of where we've been and call us out of our circumstances. He began to call us by name. But Brother Luke began to stand up after service and he began to enter in into the message that God would have for us here this morning. God, but you see, we know where the man is. We know how he got there, but how does he get out of there? Amen. We find that he begins to run out of these tombs and he begins to find his way to Jesus like a lot of you should have done or did do last night. Amen. But we have to understand that he's raised now. He's out of his tomb, but he's still got a problem. Amen. He's still got a bondage. He's still got something holding him. God, he's still wrapped up. He's like Lazarus. When Lazarus come out of his tomb, he was raised, but he's still wrapped. Amen. He was out of his tomb. He was out of where he was, but he wasn't where he needed to be yet. That's right. Amen. We have to understand this morning that hell is an organized force.
All right.
Oh yeah. Amen. It's not an unorganized mess like a lot of people believe it is. God, even Jesus himself recognized that hell was an organized force. They come to Jesus and they accused him of casting out devils by the name of the devil. They accused him of casting out the spirits of hell by the power of Beelzebub. Amen. But Jesus looked at them and said, "That's not so." He said, "No how divided against himself can stand." He said, "And the devil can't cast out the devil." God, lest the kingdom of hell should fall. He recognized that hell is not an unorganized mess. God, but hell is an organized force. We find that in one chapter, we find God, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" Some say you're a prophet, some say you're a liar, some say you're John the Baptist. But who do you say that I am? Peter rose up and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Amen. "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven." Amen. "Thy name shall no longer be called Simon, but Peter. Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Amen. That gate of hell lets us know. Amen. If we could turn back to Genesis, we find that Lot sits at the gate of the city. Amen. We turn over to the book. Amen. Of Ruth, we find that. Amen. Her redeemer, her kinsman redeemer. Amen. Finds his brother at the gate of the city and gathers those elders together. It's a place where decisions are made. It is a place of organization. It's a place where judgment is made. And Jesus makes a recognizes here, amen, the gates of hell. And lets me know, amen, that hell's not an unorganized place. Amen, but it's sitting there this morning trying to make a decision on how it's going to take you under. I got hell has come together this morning. I got on this Lord's Day, on this Pentecost Sunday. Amen, they gathered together. My God, and they're making a judgment on how they're going to make you stop lifting your hands, how they're going to get you to stop praying, and how they're going to get you in that too. My God, but I'm glad what Jesus said. He said, "There's a rock, and I'm going to build a church on. Amen. And no matter what the plan of the enemy, and no matter what hell concocts to come against you, it cannot prevail against the church. That tells me if I'm with the church, I'm going to make it. That tells me as long as I'm with the church, I can survive. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So it's not an unorganized force. There are spirits working together to destroy you. That's right. It ain't just one spirit of lust. There's many spirits of lust. It's not just one spirit of bitterness. It's many spirits of bitterness. It ain't just one spirit of gossip. It's many spirits of gossip. God, it is an organized force. I want to let you know why the enemy's fighting this service this morning. Amen. Because the plan of the enemy is being revealed right here this morning. That's right. I told you last night. I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to aware you. My God, because you see, there's spirits working together. My God, it didn't just stop. My God, with a man losing his job. Amen. It went into an addiction, and it didn't just stop at an addiction. He didn't lose his job, and how God in his help, but now he's losing his home. Amen. But it didn't stop there. Amen. Now he's losing his family. It didn't stop there. Amen. Spirits working together. I got to destroy your life. I want to tell you, the devil that you're fighting is a very patient.
All right. All right. Tell us. He's patient.
Oh, yes.
All right.
It don't matter if it takes him 10 years
all right
to destroy your life. Amen. 10 years is nothing to the eternity
right
that he's going to spend in a lake of fire.
Right.
That's right, amen. He doesn't care if it takes you 20 years, amen, to lose your life to hell. Our God, there is an organized working together. Our God, it's spirits that have been sent. Our God, hallelujah, on assignment, my Lord. I got to take you under. Our God, I don't believe that, Brother Scott. You just hold on a little while, amen, and you'll begin to see, our God, that there's not just one devil after you. I got as many devils after you. I got, it ain't just one spirit trying to take you under. It's many spirits trying to take you under. I know some of you looking at me like I'm crazy and I'm a preaching about a fairy tale. I got, but this ain't a scariest movie, friend. I got, there's actually spirits. I got working together. I said they're working together to destroy your soul. I don't think that any of us are spiritual enough
right
to ever have fought Lucifer himself. He is not omnipresent.
Right.
Come on now.
No, he's not.
That's right, amen. But he has a lot of devils, amen, in his arsenal. And they're working together. Our God, no, you wonder why the baby's sick. Our God, you think that it's just a sniffle that the baby had. And you don't understand that it's a spirit of oppression. Our God, because the devil knows he can get your baby sick, he can get you out of the house of God. Amen. If you thought it was just, amen, a run of bad luck, amen, but he knows. And if you think it's just a run of bad luck, you won't pray about it. You'll try to work it out yourself. Amen. On what it is, our God is an organized force that's come against the church, my Lord. Amen. The spirits that possessed the man of Gadara, Jesus addressed them. Our God, Jesus addressed them. And Jesus said, "What is your name?"
All right.
A spirit spoke out of the man and said, "Legion, for we are many." Legion speaks of an organized and a regimented force. It's an army division of 3,000 to 6,000 soldiers in a Roman army, including Calvary. Amen. What does Jesus do? Let me tell you what Jesus does. He bypasses the man and he talks to his devil. That's right. That's what I'm trying to do this morning. Amen. And listen, I'm bypassing. I got all of your emotions and all of your opinions and all of your attitudes. I got, I'm trying to let you know, I got, there's a devil, there's a spirit, there's an enemy behind everything that wars against your soul.
Yes, yes.
God, it's more than just life's heartache. It's spirits of hell. It's more than just bad luck. It's spirits of hell. You got to understand, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. God, listen to me this morning. Amen. What does Jesus do? Amen. That man of Gadara falls down. I got at the feet of Jesus. Jesus doesn't say anything to the man. Matter of fact, he don't talk to him until at the end. He tells him to go home. God, but what does he do? He steps around that man and he talks to his problem. He steps around that man and he talks to the devil that's driving him crazy. God, he steps around that man and he begins to talk to the very thing that's a torment in his soul. Amen. You know what Jesus does? He deals with it. He doesn't ignore it. He doesn't try to overlook it. He doesn't push it aside for another sermon. He deals with it. Yeah. My God, how many times we tried to shout over it? Amen. Try to push it aside. Try to stick it under a Sunday school lesson. Try to hide it behind a sermon. Try to hide it. Come on now. Amen. Oh no. Jesus said the only way you're getting out of here is if I deal with it. Oh, it's just bad luck. It's just a sniffle. Oh, God, it's just something I'm going through. No, no, no. It's a spirit of hell that's trying to take you out. You got to deal with it.
Right.
Oh, God. That woman of Samaria. Turn me up a little bit, brother. That woman of Samaria. Oh, God, what did she do? She started talking real religious. Yeah. Started talking real religious. Started talking about Jacob, her father, and the well that he dug. That's right. He even started talking about all this and all what she knew about the patriarchs. What does Jesus do? He didn't say, yeah, I knew Jacob. Jacob was a nice guy. I really liked Jacob. I remember when his name got changed. He was a good man.
Right.
No. He pushes her out the way.
Right.
Where's your husband? You know what God needs to do right here this morning? He needs to push some of you out the way and say, where's your husband? Amen. Where's your problem? Where's your devil at? Come on now. Amen. Where's that spirit taunting in your life? Amen. You've been pity patting with the devil. I got you've been playing patty cake. I got you've been pretending. I got you've been making like it's nothing. It's not a big deal. Amen. But I'm going to tell you this morning, God's about to push you out the way. I said, God's about to push you out the way and let you understand it's more than just a problem, it's a devil. He pushes her out the way. Where is your husband? I don't have a husband. I don't have a problem. Huh? That's what she said. Where's your husband? I don't have a husband. Amen. I don't have a problem. I don't have a devil. I don't have a spirit. I don't have a battle. I don't have a war. The devil is a lie. I got it. You keep saying that, you're going to be a lie like the devil. Amen. But I'm going to tell you this morning, you got a battle. You got a war. You got a struggle. You got a spirit. You got spirits that want to take you out. And there's spirits on assignment. Oh, God. Oh, God. Amen. The Bible said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. He said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Those principalities, they have to do with regions. Amen. They have to do their regional spirits. They're spirits that take control of whole regions. I found out, amen, when I moved to North Florida, and I started pastoring in North Central Florida, I found out there were different devils in North Central Florida than there were in South Georgia. Amen. I found out real quick, I got that there's some spirits that are stronger. I got, that's right. Amen. We got a bad problem in the South with religious spirits. Amen. That's right. We got a bad problem with that. Amen. You know what's wrong with a religious spirit? It's hard to convince a religious spirit that they're wrong. It's hard to convince them because they've got so much backing and they got so many people supporting their religiosity. But I'm going to tell you, if you're a hypocrite this morning, it ain't just a problem you've got, it's a spirit you've got. God have mercy. I'm telling you, we're not fighting just a little devil running around. There's principalities trying to take over whole regions. That's why when you find Jesus stepping into a new country in the beginning of his ministry, when he stepped into a new area, the first thing he did was he went to the synagogue, and the first thing he did was he cast the devil out. Yeah. Amen. He went and he took dominion. Amen. Over that area. He took dominion over that city. He took dominion over those people. God gave us that dominion. Yeah. Adam had that dominion. And sin took it away. I'm telling you. And God gave us the Holy Ghost. He gave us our dominion back. I'm telling you. You got more. Listen to me. This church. His congregation. We can only not only take control of families. We can take control of this area. Because there's principalities. That have reached down into this area to take control of the whole place.
All right.
You don't believe that?
My God.
Amen.
My God.
We read of Simon the sorcerer in the book of Acts. The Bible said that everybody in the city come to him because he was of great power. He had control over the whole city. By the power of the devil. We find here that Jesus looks at the man of Gadara, asks that spirit, "What is your name?" Amen. Legion. Amen. He's a regimented force. Amen. He was a regimented force. He wasn't just there to take control of a man. He was there to take control of his family and take control of his city and take control of his country. Amen.
My God.
Oh God. What was the request of Legion? Legion began to plead with Jesus. Amen. Don't cast us out of the country. Oh yes. Mark chapter 5 verse number 10. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Why? Because those spirits were on assignment.
Right.
And those spirits said, "We'll leave him, but we won't leave him alone."
All right.
You hear
All
me?
Right. Come on. Come on.
We'll leave his body, but we won't leave him alone. Right. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Well, no, we won't possess his vessel anymore, but we can't leave his coast.
Right.
We are on assignment. Amen. We're on assignment.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen. I'm going to get to this later, but I want to talk about it for a minute here. The Bible said when the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, it walks through dry places seeking rest and finding none. Then what does he say? He said, "I will now return unto my house."
Right.
Huh? My house. It ain't your house, my house. Amen. Because you see, you might have cast me out of the house. Amen. But that house is still my responsibility. Amen. Those spirits are on assignment, my God. Amen. Why? Amen. Because we will leave his body, but we can't leave him alone. You thought when you got saved that you were through fighting the devil. You thought when you got the Holy Ghost, the devil was going to leave you alone. But I'm going to tell you this morning, as folks got the Holy Ghost and that tormented. There's folks in here. The spirits have come back around to take you under. Have mercy. I want to tell you this morning, he's coming back.
Yes, yes. Oh God. Help us, Jesus.
He's not only after areas, but you thought that when you got saved that you would have no more problems with it. But it baffles us and throws us for a loop because we're saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, but we're still fighting.
All right.
Right?
Right, right, right.
Sometimes it throws us for a loop because God delivered me from this addiction, but sometimes
I get an urge. Oh God, you're looking at me. I know we're sanctified. I know the desire of sin has been driven out of us by sanctification. Oh God, but that spirit comes back every once in a while. Hello? Is anybody home? Oh, we can sit there and act like they don't happen if we want to. Amen. But what happens is we get to fight in the Lord's battle. And we get to serving God. Our God, and then all of a sudden, our God, the Spirit comes, that old spirit comes back. Our God, to tempt you to go back to what you used to be and do what you want to. Listen, those are spirits on assignment. I tried to let you know last night they wasn't given to you just because you got saved. They were given to you when you were born. I God, they were given to you when you were in the womb. They were assigned to you to destroy your life and destroy everything about you. You didn't just get that battle. You've had that battle all of your life.
All right.
Oh, God have mercy. He's not just after regions. He's after homes. He's not just after David. He's after the house of David.
Yes, he is.
He's not just after Issachar. He's after the house of Issachar. Amen. Those spirits will not only attack a man, but they'll attack his household.
Right.
That means we've got entire homes bound by spirits.
Oh, God.
Spirits on assignment.
Oh, God.
Oh Lord.
Oh, God.
It might get quiet this morning.
Oh, God.
Amen. We've got spirits, and what you don't understand is that there's entire homes that have spirits after them. Amen. That's why our children suffer from Smith devils and Johnson devils and Luke devils. And, are you hearing me?
Come on.
Spirits. Amen. What you didn't understand is when you got married, you married into battles.
All right.
And you married into spirits.
All right.
Oh, yes. That's why some of you young women need to go to sleep like Adam did.
All right.
And when God gets you somebody, he'll wake you up.
All right. All right.
That's why some of you boys need to go to sleep like Adam did.
All right.
And you need to wake up when God wakes you up and has her standing there.
All right.
Because you don't understand, when you get married,
Jesus,
you marry into spirits.
All right.
You marry into battles.
All right.
You marry into struggles.
All right.
My wife had no idea.
All right. Bless you. Come on.
My wife had no idea.
Jesus. Helping Jesus.
I had no idea.
All right.
But you marry in because there's spirits on assignment. Am I too slow this morning?
Right.
Amen. There's spirits on assignment. And what happens is that whole generations are suffering from daddy's devil.
All right.
And mama's devil.
All right.
And grandpa's devil.
All right.
And
Jesus.
I called my daddy on Mother's Day. I pick on my daddy. I called him on Mother's Day and wished him a happy Mother's Day. I said, I just want to thank you. My daddy's not a very sociable man.
All right.
I said, I just want to thank you that I have to make myself be sociable in the places that we go.
All right.
I just want to thank you for that.
All right.
My daddy's a pack rat.
All right.
His yard's full of boats and cars and tires and batteries and, yeah.
All right.
Toolboxes and junk.
All right.
I said, I just want to thank you that I have to make myself throw things away.
All right.
Because I might need them later.
All right.
I just want to thank you.
All right.
Amen.
Yeah.
But you see, there's a lot of men here this morning like to pick up the phone and say, Daddy, why
Jesus
do I get angry like you got angry? Daddy, why?
Jesus.
Mama, why? Do I do like you did?
All right.
And grandma did.
All right.
My sister, I have a sister that's she's my only full sister. And she's 20 years old, I believe. She just turned 20 or fixing to turn 20 in June. And she was doing good, filled with the Holy Ghost and power of God. Her grandma, my mama's mama, was a bar hopper. She was in and out of church, a backslider. She'd get saved singing church. Next weekend, she'd be singing at the juke joint. And my grandma on my other side, she was possessed by the devil. She was in the mental institution in Milledgeville and tried to burn Milledgeville down. Amen. And so these are coming down. And we tell Corey, I remember why Corey was raised up. I said, Corey, we would say, Corey, you got to understand, if you don't stay full of God, you've got some battles to fight.
All right.
Corey, you don't understand. If you don't want to be like Mama, you better stay full of the Holy Ghost. Right. If you don't want to be like Grandma, you better stay covered in the blood. Right. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But I want to tell you, God, that night that her youth leader, who was a policeman, amen, took her into the back seat of the police car, amen, then began her to understand, God, that this battle didn't just begin. I'm not fighting spirits that just God just come upon me, but they stepped out of grandma's house and stepped into mama's house, and now they're in the daughter's house, and you don't understand that they're sent to take you out. There's spirits on assignment. And there's Smith devils. And there's Johnson devils.
Right.
My God, there's Luke devils. There's right. Your devils and your mama's devils. I hope you understand. No, I don't believe a Christian can be possessed by the devil. No, I don't believe. But I'm telling you, we're going to fight some things. We're going to fight some things. Amen. But we can. But the thing about it is that there's men here this morning. You said like I said. I'll never be like my daddy.
All right.
I watched my daddy when my mama was pregnant with my sister. I watched my daddy power drive my mama in the floor. Jesus. Break her collarbone.
Jesus.
Emergency room, she said, I fell.
Jesus.
Broke my collarbone.
Jesus.
I'm not belittling my daddy. My daddy's saved now.
All right.
My mama's saved now.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Can I just be real this morning?
Come on.
So now if I don't pray like I need to.
All right.
And Shanna looks at me and says, something in me wants to.
All right. Come on. Help us.
Don't look at me like that.
Help us, Holy Ghost. Help us, Holy Ghost.
That's why some of you get out when you get mad and you drive back and forth in front of the bar.